Chapter 4. Monday, February 15, 2010, 4 p.m. Back at her apartment, Lizzie opened the door and looked inside. She readied her gun as she listened and waited. The only sounds were the padded footfalls of her cat, Maggie.
Meow.
Her sister, Kathy, did not like Lizzie living alone, so she'd given Lizzie a cat as a birthday present 2 years ago. Lizzie hadn't wanted a cat, and she had done everything in her power to keep her distance from Maggie, refusing to let the animal anywhere near her bedroom for the first 6 months. But Maggie was a determined feline, and she had persevered, making a permanent home for herself on a wide, cushiony chair in the corner of Lizzie's bedroom. It was Maggie's chair now. Maggie was her alarm clock, too, waking Lizzie up every morning at 6 o'clock, give or take a few minutes. It irked her to know Kathy had been right, again. Because the truth was, Lizzie didn't know what she would do without Maggie. Maggie had become her friend, her family, her life. Yet one more reason why she still needed therapy. Maggie circled her ankles, wrapping her tail around Lizzie's leg as she meowed. She was hungry. Any visitors today, Maggie?
Meow.
Lizzie stepped inside and flicked on the light. Okay, if you say so. She locked the door, latched the chain, and slid one of the deadbolts into place. The phone rang. She jerked around and aimed her gun at the phone on the kitchen counter. Swallowing the knot lodged in her throat, Lizzie moved slowly toward the phone. For a moment, she just watched it ring. Finally, she decided to ignore the incessant ringing of the phone and feed Maggie instead. She laid the gun on the counter and opened the refrigerator door, determined not to worry about who might be calling. Let it go, she told herself, afraid of what would happen if she allowed herself to believe Spider-Man was back. Retrieving an open can of cat food from the second shelf, she used a fork to scoop out the rest of the can onto a glass dish. She even hummed a little tune while she worked. The ringing finally stopped. Thank God. There you go, sweetie. She stroked Maggie's soft fur. The phone rang again. Damn. Okay, Spider-Man, she said aloud. Let's have it out.